Lucy's in the skies with diamonds. Lucy's in the skies with diamonds. With Bob.
Pacho Man! Let's give it up for our man, Pacho Man. We are brought to you by ES Myoplex, Hoka One One Polar, Velofix, Norma Tech, Four Seasons Hualalai, and of course, Amio Power Breather. Our next guest has been on a major role this year, winning Ironman Lanzarote, winning Challenge Summerin 70.3, Challenge Lisboa, and second at Ironman Frankfurt, Lucy Charles. Round of applause for Lucy Charles. From London. So swimming was your sport from what age?
So I started swimming at about 8, and by the age of 9 I was county champion, so it started off pretty well. And I swam until the age of around 19, and that's when I turned to triathlon.
So, okay, county champion at 9, regional champion at 13, national champion at 16, representing Great Britain 17. Olympics was the goal.
Yeah, the Olympics was always the goal, even from when I was about 8 or 9. That's what I wanted to get to and wanted to achieve in the sport. So I was fairly ambitious even from a young age.
And how close did you get to making the Olympics?
So the 2012 Olympics, I made the Olympic final trials.
Yes.
So I was 8th there, so I was pretty close, and that was in the pool swimming.
And what was your distance?
So 800 freestyle in the pool was where I specialised, and then I also did the open water as well, so that was where I was even
closer.
That's
a 10K.
Yeah, that was 10K open water.
So you're doing 800 metres in a pool and 10K.
Yeah.
That's sort of a weird mix. I mean, you're going, that's a lot. How long would it take you to swim a 10K in a pool?
So,
in the open water?
The quickest I swam it was just over 2 hours.
Wow. Oh my God, 10K. That's ridiculous. What led you to over to the sport of triathlon?
So you could kind of say I fell out of love with swimming a little bit. I got a shoulder injury, and It was just getting quite difficult, and obviously I only just missed out on the 2012 Olympics, and I wanted to find something else that I could do, because doing another 4 years of swimming I thought was going to be too difficult. So
right.
10K is obviously a big challenge, but I wanted to find a bigger challenge, which is where I found Ironman.
And so you jump into triathlon, and did you have success right away in triathlon?
I just really enjoyed it, to be honest, and that was the main thing. I just wanted to have fun with it and find something new and exciting.
Sure.
So, but you could say it did go fairly well, and I kind of started at the sprint distance and worked my way up to doing an Ironman in the first year. So, it was good.
And 2 years ago, you win Ironman 70.3 Worlds as an age grouper, and then you also win Ironman here as an age grouper, right?
Yeah, so that was sort of my second full year in the sport. So, things escalated
quickly. A slow
quickly.
Learner. You're a slow learner, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And when did you turn pro?
So I turned pro sort of March time last year, and then May was my first Ironman as a pro in Lanzarote.
That was your first pro race?
Yeah.
And you won it?
So I was third last year.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
So third in your first pro race.
Yeah.
And what was your first pro win?
So Ironman Lanzarote this year was my first pro win.
And how did that, what was the feeling when you get your first pro win in a sport really you're fairly new to?
Yeah, I mean, obviously in a race that long, you're having to stay mentally and physically focused for so long. So to actually manage to get across the line first is just, the emotions are overwhelming.
What's fascinating to me is you're obviously an amazing swimmer, but in Lanzarote you set a new bike course record, right? And you had a 20-minute lead off the bike, which is pretty nice, right? What was it that you adapted to the bike very quickly? What was that?
Yeah, I think, I mean, as a swimmer and obviously a distance swimmer, I had a really, really good engine, and that obviously is translated well specifically into the biking. And
right.
I'm someone who likes to suffer, so I think I put in a lot of hours on the bike, and it's definitely starting to come through.
And the running side?
Yeah, I mean, running, I always ran for school, so I think I've definitely got a fairly natural ability there. It's just I was unlucky last year that I was struck with injury, so it meant I couldn't really run much, and I've had to sort of do little and often, really. I can't
right.
do big mileage at the moment. I'm slowly adapting to do more.
And then Frankfurt this year was also a great race. You had a great race with Sarah Crowley there.
Yeah, I mean, Frankfurt was probably one of my favourite races of the year. It was such a big competition, obviously the European champs. And
deep field.
Yeah, a really deep field. And then to go head-to-head with Sarah Crowley was really exciting, and sort of a great race and a great learning experience as well.
And the two of you, so Sarah, she won by about 4 minutes. And really, it all came down to the run, right? She ran like 3:05, you ran like 3:13.
Yeah.
And since then, has the focus been the run?
I mean, you could say that. I've done a lot of running building into this race. So
yes.
If I can run near the time I ran in Frankfurt in these conditions, then I'd be really happy with that.
So what are your goals here?
I mean, obviously, yeah, it's first time as a pro here. So I do know the course from racing it as an age grouper. I think that will help. But
yes.
I've put in 8 solid weeks of work in Lanzarote leading into this race. So I'm hoping that I'm going to do a performance that does that justice. And I don't really want to name a position because I'm not really sure. It's kind of,
sure.
It's going to come down to if I feel like my numbers were good and I put out exactly what I planned to do. So, yeah, but hopefully that will end up being a good position.
And the pro women start how far after the pro guys?
So I think it's roughly 5 minutes after the pro men.
Think you might catch a few of those guys?
I'm coming for you guys.
Now, is it your boyfriend, fiancé?
Yeah, so my fiancé Reese is also racing in the 25-29 category.
Oh, so he's going off after you?
Yeah, so I get a head start on him.
And so you won't see him for a while?
If all's going well, then yeah, hopefully I won't see him for a little while.
What is it been about this sport? You know, you're traveling the world, you're going to Lanzarote, you're coming to Kona, you swam forever, and now you're getting all these wonderful experiences. What is it about this sport that you really like?
I just like the variation, really. The fact that you've got 3 sports to do rather than, obviously, I was just doing one before.
And looking at a black line a lot.
Yeah, it's not that exciting just swimming up and down looking at a black line. I can tell you that. I did it for about 12 years. And, yeah, that's what's made triathlon so much more exciting. It's the variation. You can obviously swim in the pool and open water.
Sure.
You've got indoor and outdoor bike. And I think when I first started, it was we'd go out on the bike as a group, and it didn't even feel like training. It just felt like, God, we've just done like 4 hours, but it just felt like a social, like good fun. And we'd actually
you're
done some hard work too.
So right? You're chatting with people.
Yeah,
just enjoying yourselves.
It's just a lot more enjoyable doing the mix of 3 sports. And I think everyone seems a lot more friendly in triathlon as well. And there's that mutual respect for, especially in Ironman, that you're all having to put in so much work to finish an Ironman. So you've all got that respect, whether you're kind of an age grouper just trying to get the cut off or whether you're top pro, there's respect all around, I think.
So when you look at the, I'm sure a lot of the races, when you first got into them, you didn't even know the other pros, right? Did you have any idea who these people were?
No, I mean, obviously, yeah, I'm really new to triathlon, so I've quickly had to learn who people are and who like the greats of the sport are, because yeah, I was always in my swimming bubble and I didn't really know much about triathlon. So yeah, there's a huge amount of talent in triathlon that I had no idea about to begin with.
And usually when you come over to Hawaii, that's when the family like, oh, let's go on a trip to Hawaii. This is cool. We're sort of liking this sport that you're doing now. We're not getting up at 3 a.m. to take you to swim workout. We're coming to Hawaii. And you're finding that more family members want to come with when you go to Hawaii?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you can't really beat this place. So when the pinnacle of the sport happens in Hawaii, I don't think anyone's going to complain to come and watch you.
They like it a lot.
Yeah, they love it.
So now that you've been in this sport for a little bit, and will you, because you jumped into Ironman pretty quickly, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't that much of a buildup. Was that early on? Was that your goal? Because you're how old?
So I'm 24.
You're 24. 24 is pretty young to be here.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have said that. The thing is, the first triathlon I actually entered was an Ironman, but it wasn't the first one that I did. I did build up to it in the first year. And my dad said I was crazy. All my family said I was crazy. And he's done a marathon before. I'd never done a marathon. So he was like, you should probably do a marathon first to make sure you can do that part. And I still always stand by the marathon on its own that I did is harder than doing the whole Ironman.
I agree with you. Yeah, a straight marathon is very, very hard.
Really tough.
Will you stay in this distance? Or do you the 70.3, in Ironman, do you have a preference, one or the other?
I mean, it's difficult to say because I feel like I've performed well on both. It's definitely the 70.3 that I enjoy more, but I think the only reason I enjoy it more is because I've done the Ironman, and 70.3 actually seems like a short day in comparison. So
it is.
If I shortened down just to doing 70.3s, I'm kind of scared that would turn into a long day because I wouldn't be doing something that made it seem short. So yeah, it's difficult to say what my plan is for next year, but I hope it's sticking with the both.
When you look back at your swimming career, is there one race that you look back at as your best race?
I mean, one of the best experiences was doing the Olympic test event, which was before the London Olympics, and that was the 10K in Hyde Park. So,
and the crowds were huge.
Yeah, so even for the test event, that was like an insane crowd atmosphere, because obviously they were looking forward to embracing the London Olympics, and that was against most of the top girls that were racing. Right. So it was almost like my mini Olympics, because I didn't get to the actual Olympics. So that was
how
a great race.
How hard was that with the Olympics in your backyard, and you'd been working so hard to get there and you weren't going to be part of it?
Yeah, it was really, really tough. And I think to any Olympic athlete that's doing a 4-year cycle, if you miss out or have a bad Olympics, then to try and do another 4 years and stay motivated is the really difficult part.
Sponsorship wise, as a swimmer, is there much in the way of sponsorship? Or have you seen that triathlon's a little different?
Yeah, I mean, in swimming, there's really no sponsorship.
Nothing, right?
No, there's nothing at all. So it's a completely different ball game with triathlon. But I think it's the sport has grown so rapidly that the excitement is there, and they're just swimming kind of needs almost like a revamp to try and make it more exciting.
I couldn't agree with you more. What has been the coolest part for you about this new sport, about the experience in the sport?
Oh, it's so difficult to name one thing. I just think, like, it was always, you had a good feeling when you won a swimming race, but there's no feeling like completing an Ironman or winning an Ironman. So you get addicted to that buzz and that feeling, and that's what's had me hooked, I think.
So now you've done, how many Ironmans have you done now?
So this will be my 7th Ironman.
7th Ironman, you're 24.
Yeah.
And this year, you did Lanzarote and Frankfurt, so this is your 3rd one this year.
Yeah, this is the 3rd one this year, which at the start of the year, if you told me, one, I was going to make Kona, I would have laughed. And if you said you're going to be doing 3 Ironmans, I would have said that's ridiculous. So, but touch wood, I've handled it quite well and I'm feeling good here.
So who is coaching you? Because obviously someone's doing the right stuff.
Yeah, so my fiancé Reese is coaching both of us, which I think works really well because he's there on a daily basis and we can adapt things depending how I feel on that day rather than me having to ring someone up and saying I'm feeling pretty tired today. So, and Reese has got a sports science degree, so he's got really good knowledge and he does a hell of a lot of research. So whenever I'm struggling or need advice, he's the first one I can get to and he's right there. So yeah, it's brilliant.
Have you been able to take care of that shoulder and not swim as much because you're not swimming, you're not getting ready for those high intensity swim races?
Yeah, I mean, I've never had an issue with the shoulder since I've turned to triathlon. I think it's partly because as a swimmer, I used to do about 100K a week and now I only need to do...
Oh, wait a minute, 100K a week?
Yeah, so you can understand why I'd get a bit bored of the pool after doing that much.
Well, it's interesting. Would you tell your coaches now, listen, I'm swimming just as well and I'm swimming way less and I'm running. I'm still tuning the engine because I'm riding a bike and I'm running. That 100K, you're burning people out.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, I believe in cross training. So,
yes.
And that is what triathlon is doing for the swimming side of things. So I would say I'm fitter than I've ever been, but I'm not swimming. I probably swim on a really good week, about 30K a week. So it's
compared
a hell of a
100.
Lot less. Yeah, yeah.
70K less a week. That's like 70K is what most of us swim in a lifetime. That is unbelievable. Lucy, thanks so much for taking time and joining us. We're really looking forward to seeing your first pro attempt here in Kona.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been great to be here, Bob.
Love it. Poncho Man, take us out. Ooh. 100K a week.
It's Lucy in the skies with diamonds. It's Lucy in the skies with diamonds. At breakfast with Bob.
And Poncho Man. Thank you, everyone.